Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, students.
Thank you for calling. The internet made me do it. This is Melanie.
This is Amanda. How can we help you?
We can't. We can't even help our fucking selves. Ew. I am so sorry to all. We are crazy and zany. But like, we're different.
Ooh, Zany Malicky.
Zany Malicky has a baby. Congrats.
Oh my god. Congrats, sweetie.
Congrats, Gigi Hadid. Oh, what are you drinking?
Okay. I'm about to talk shit. Are you ready?
Yeah. Already? Well, so soon.
Have you seen these Olipop things? They're fucking gross.
Strawberry vanilla.
I would rather have a kombucha. Yeah. And everybody who says, I love this, these are so delicious, is a fucking liar. It's gross.
Is it
sparkling water? Oh, okay. It's a sparkling tonic. I'll tell you. It has prebiotic, botanicals, and plant fiber. Okay, great. If you want these things, take a fucking multivitamin. Mm-hmm. Have a kombucha. Have a LaCroix. I don't fucking care. These are not great, but Adam bought these for me. He bought me two to try, and I'm going to drink it, of course. I'm not going to waste it, but I don't love it.
Maybe he should be a better person and, like, get you good stuff. Like, I think this is his fault, honestly.
He tried to do something nice for me, and I said, ew.
Oh, what's up? What's new? We just talked. We're double recording, guys. We might just get right on into it, because why would you waste any time?
Yeah, no banter. Unless there's something that you wanted to mention before starting, that's fun.
Who's excited for Halloween?
Are you dressing up or are you just watching movies?
I don't think I'll be dressing up.
Adam and I are dressing up.
As what?
Adam and I? We're different. Our couple's costumes are just wearing the same costume.
Yeah.
So last year we both were Austin Powers. This year we're both work from home wizards. So we're gonna be putting on our bathrobes, and we bought wizard hats and beards.
I love that so much. Where are you gonna go? Just sit in your living room?
We're going to sit in our living room just wearing a beard and hat. And we thought it would be funny if we live streamed us wrestling as wizards.
Please. I will come to the show. My money's on Amanda.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're like, we want to have, like, some sort of fun. I love to dress up as, like, a gross man. And I want to clarify that this is not, like, Harry Potter. It's, like, just like a fucking wizard. Fuck Harry Potter. I don't know shit about Harry Potter. Fuck J.K. Rowling.
No, I guess people just pretend that Daniel Radcliffe wrote Harry Potter and it makes them feel better. Do you have anything to talk about?
No.
Okay.
Actually, Halloween is my niece's birthday. Isn't that fun?
Happy birthday, Rosemary. What's her name?
It's Natalie, but her middle name's Rose.
Ew! I'm scared that I said that.
I know, that's scary.
That's funny. What a queen. How old is she?
It's going to be her first birthday on Halloween.
Oh my god.
I know. Cute. Isn't that weird? Pretty cute, right?
So toot. We're
actually, I'm going to embroider her a denim jacket for her birthday. I'm going to put a little scorpion on it and some roses.
That's so cute. Hopefully by now we started our Discord.
Yeah, and we're playing around and
we're playing on there.
Hopefully by this time we have interacted and had some fun.
Okay, guys. Today we're talking some more shit. Who's shocked?
Not me.
Not you guys. No one's shocked. Today we're talking about family channels, mommy bloggers, couple channels.
Ew, losers. Fucking hate you.
All right, see you guys next week. Cue the outro music. Yeah, and how we feel about them and how toxic they can be. And this all started, I mean, I have always, okay, that's not true.
Hated moms.
Fucking hate moms. What do they do? Give us life? Big whoop. Just kidding. Like, I used to watch, like, in high school, I was, like, a big ol' Shaytard fan. You know the Shaytards?
Yeah.
And then he was sexting a freaking, is she a porn star or a sex worker? I think she's, like, a cam girl. Mm-hmm. And then, so that was a whole thing. So I watched them, and I thought it was so cool, like, the family channels. And then I watched Charles Trippy, a.k.a. CTFXC. But then as you get older, you're like, this can't be good. Exhibit A, Charles Trippy. He has, I don't know, I haven't checked up on him in a while, but he has never missed a day of vlogging in like 6 years.
Ew, that is life.
Scary and gross. Like, he vlogged his engagement to his first wife. Then they had their wedding. Then they were together. Then on the day that he announced their separation, he still made a video. Then he vlogged meeting his new girlfriend, then their engagement, then their proposal. Now they have a kid. It's just like, we shouldn't know this much about you.
See last episode.
Yeah. And like, I feel bad for him because I know he's probably like, I can never miss a day. I can never miss a day because then what will I do? And like, he probably doesn't even want to do it, but it's like his job. And I just feel like that probably has caused so many fights. It's probably like, just put the fucking camera down, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That shit's scary, bruh. Like, I get wanting to do it for yourself. If you're like, I'm gonna daily vlog because I want to do it. Well, first of all, I don't know. I don't really feel like that's great for you. But also bringing, like, your whole life into it is like, no thanks. If Adam decided to be like, I'm gonna start daily vlogging, you want to be in my vlog? I'd be like, no!
Yeah, and also, like, with couples, you're obviously not going to be filming, like, your blowout fights or, like, any arguments. You're only going to be filming the good stuff. So it's like, okay, they had a fight. Put on a good face for the camera. Hey, guys, so today we're going to be... And then it's just all fake. And then people, when these couples break up, they're like, I don't believe in love. And it sends a bad message to these young kids that look up to you. Because you made it seem like your life was perfect and that no one can be in love. No, just don't vlog so much. And obviously you're not, I get not filming fights because that'd be so awkward to watch. Like,
yeah, that is set like up even the camera. Crazier. Yeah. Yeah. Like, ding, ding.
God, fist fights. They're like, who do you guys think won that one? Leave in the comments.
Comment down below if you were right.
Yeah, like, but then it's also creating like a false sense of your relationship in your own relationship, not even just for the viewers. I don't know, they're just so toxic.
Yeah, it's scary. Also, like, nobody's that special enough to want to see somebody's life 24/7. Think about like a celebrity who you like care about a lot. Like, would you want to see John Mayer 24/7 every single day?
No, no, no.
That's scary, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Fucking weird. No, that's so weird. And these are like ordinary people. They're like not even celebrities in that way.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
You know
like,
who's,
what kind of ego?
Yeah. The most vanilla people. I'm going to get right into them. The fucking LeBrant family. Do you know anything about them?
Yeah, a little bit.
If you guys don't know, there's these very young kids. I don't even know how old they are. Let's look it up. Cole LeBrant is 24 years old.
Oh my fucking God. And he has
three kids. I'm very scared. Anyways, they are a family channel and they have three kids. And they post these fucking clickbaity titles. You know how, like, the new clickbait thing isn't all caps? It's, like, all lowercase with no punctuation. And not, like, a crazy thumbnail. It's, like, it looks like a real thumbnail. Those are the new clickbaity titles. It'd be, like, we're in the hospital again. and the video will be like mm-hmm. that they're in there for their checkup. Mm-hmm. Like, and your fans are like 9 years old, dude. Like, can you stop like freaking them out? Oh my God, I can't stand them. And also, I need to talk about their Instagrams because their kids have a fucking Instagram, and they make it seem like the kids are typing out the captions.
That's fucking weird.
I know. And so I posted last night. I posted about the baby whose name is Zealand, who I won't get into that part, but I could. But I posted the bio of the baby is, "Hey world, I'm here, tiniest and newest member of the LeBrant fam. I love my big sisters. Page managed by my parents at Sav LeBrant and Cole LeBrant." And I posted, "Oh really? I thought the newborn baby was running this." Goo goo gaga goo goo gaga. Like, and this baby has 515,000 followers. It's been alive for less than a fucking month. A month.
That is so scary. That is basically like a lamp. You are giving a lamp an Instagram, and it has a bunch of followers. It has no idea. It's a sentient being. It's an inanimate object. It doesn't fucking know, and it doesn't fucking care. It doesn't know what a picture is. It doesn't even know what another fucking person is. It doesn't even have awareness of self. What the fuck?
I'm dying.
Are you stupid?
And then, okay, let's look at their other kid, Posey. Sorry. Posey has 1.7 million followers.
Are you fucking serious?
And then their oldest daughter has 5.1 million followers.
Ooh, dude, imagine like being the oldest sister and being like, "Haha, loser, you only have 1 million. I have 5 million. I'm going to give you a complex, you loser, when your brain is like not even fully formed."
Yep, and she's doing ads. They have ads on hers. So let's think of this. These people are loaded. Loaded. Mm-hmm. You guys have no idea how much money these bitches make. They have their YouTube channel that consistently gets at least 3 million views every video. Then you have 5 Instagrams who are all doing ads.
Damn, dude.
Y'all, you don't know how much money is in ads. There is so much money. Like, I know someone that did, like, a Clinique ad, and just one Instagram post, you can get, like, $30,000. It's fucking nuts. And these kids, wow, who you said, this lamp, isn't even doing anything. We should have those followers.
Yeah, me!
I'm gonna hack this stupid baby's account.
It's literally... God, what a fucking scam. Because you know that these children, like... Forget the fucking baby. These children aren't writing their captions. Those thoughts are not their own. They are the accessory.
Yep.
Here's the face, and then here's the mom and dad behind the words. And what? Just, I mean, if you're gonna fucking follow someone, just follow mom and dad, losers.
I know. What's Why are you following a minor, weirdos? Yeah.
Fucking nasty.
Why do you sick care? Freak. Why do you care about seeing what this child is saying? She says,
that's weird to me.
She says, "Waiting for you, baby brother," with a picture of herself. Cody Ko, have you watched yet? I gotta send you his video. He has a like episode about them, and it's really funny. And just the things that they, because they're like a religious family, so you know, like they have a lot of influence on their younger audience. And the day after they got married, the two of them made a video, and she says in the video,
"We finally fucked."
Yeah, literally. Did you see his tweet? When he said, "No longer a virgin."
The I've seen 100
that. Emoji, marriage rocks. Rocks.
Marriage rocks.
Whoa. Sex is cool. I lasted 2 seconds. Anyway.
Oh, nice. Put my penis in a vagina.
In the video, she says, literally the day after they're married, and Cody talks about this in his video, she goes, guys, marriage is so awesome. Like, if you're with someone you love and you're, like, of age, just get married. Like, it is just so fun.
Ew.
Just get married. And Cody is saying in the video, he's like, this is the worst advice possible. You're talking to, like, a 16-year-old that's like, you know, I'm really in love with my boyfriend, Brent. I think I'm going to marry him. Like, yeah, he doesn't have a job. He plays video games all day, but I'm going to marry him. And it's like, yeah, you're in a place of privilege. You have millions of dollars. Of course, it's easy for you to get married because and have kids because you can just fucking afford everything. Don't listen to that advice. Date someone. Okay. But also, every relationship is different, so I'm not going to give you a timeline, because obviously that's annoying, because some people have met in, like, 2 months, and they get married, and they're still together, and they're, like, the happiest ever, which is great. But, like, oh my god, I would say get married when you feel like it's a good financial move to do, I guess. I don't know.
Also, like, don't get married just for, like, taxes. We're gonna buy a fucking house together, because you'll get, like, a similar sort of taxing.
Yeah.
Dummies. Also, like, why? I feel like people equate marriage with it being, like, yeah, my relationship's really fucking good. Yeah. Like, so, it's so weird. You're married. I'm not married. But we've been, like, in a relationship with our significant others for, like, a similar amount of time. Mm-hmm. But it's not, like, one relationship is, like, better or more healthier than the other. It's just...
Literally whatever works for you. And don't listen to some... I mean, listen to us. But don't listen to some fucking rich YouTubers about life. Because they are not experiencing the same thing you are experiencing. Maybe they did in the past.
Yeah, their sense of reality is, like, fucking skewed. We're not on the same fucking planet anymore.
No.
There's no way.
Like, I don't want to roast them too hard, even though I already have. But I know they mean well. Like, they're not bad people. I just think, like you said, their reality is, like, so skewed. And if you keep telling these people how cute and perfect their kids are, they're just going to keep having more kids, because why wouldn't you? Like, it keeps bringing in money. And that brings me to mommy bloggers.
Uh-oh, mommies. Log off.
I made a whole video about this on my YouTube channel. Go ahead and check it out. I had, like, a few people write me messages saying that they were... like, they have a few mommy blogger friends, and they were like, yeah, like, having this baby will be really good for my brand.
Ew. What the fuck?
And I'm sorry, don't admit that. I'll call CPS on your ass. I saw this girl's TikTok. She was like, this is probably going to be a really unpopular opinion. And I was like, I'm listening. And she said, if your life goal is to not have children, you should not have children. And I was like, that is so true. Because I know people that, since they're, like, 5 years old, they're like, I can't wait to be a parent. And I think that's great. And I think those people will be, like, the best parents ever. But, like, if you're like, yeah, like, having a kid will be really fun. No, don't have a kid.
Yeah.
Your life is now dedicated to raising this human as best you can to be a productive member of society. And also, I think you should get therapy before you have a child. I think that should be, like, a recommended thing. Like, oh, you're thinking about having a kid? Let's go to therapy first. Imagine if our parents, like, went to therapy before they had their kids. And, like, I mean, I know you had, like, a good childhood, but, like, I just feel like, oh, God, I don't know. Where do I even begin about mommy bloggers?
I feel like if... you think it'd be so fun to have a kid? If you want to have a kid because it's fun, get a puppy, baby.
Yeah,
a puppy. That's fun. They're cute. They're not gonna grow up and say "fuck you, mom. I fucking hate you, you bitch." Because that shit's not fun. It's not fucking terrifying. I was an asshole to my mom. I was a fucking nightmare. I'm still a fucking nightmare. It's not. I really fun. It's not fun.
You know how many people, like, when they find out, this is, like, all the flight attendants at work, like, the older people, they're like, oh, do you and your husband have any kids? Which you should never say to anyone, because unless they say it to you first, I'll be like, oh, do you? But, like, some people, like, can't have kids, and it's, like, the worst thing ever for them. So you should never ask someone, like, oh, like, when Seth and I got married, it's like, so when are you gonna have kids? And I was like, oh, actually, we're never having kids. I don't want them. And then people will be like, how old are you? I'll be like, I know where this is going. I'll be like, 28. Am I 28? Yeah. 28. oh, you'll change your mind. No, I probably won't, and that's okay if I don't, because I've felt like this for years. And I'm like, yeah, but who's going to take care of you when you're older? Ew.
Probably my 401k.
Yeah, or a fucking nurse when I live in a fucking nursing home, weirdos. And then people are like, who's going to carry on the family legacy? Fucking white people. Like, I'm just a white person. We have no legacy. Like, what? The only time I ever think about wanting a kid is, like, I do want to know, like, what our kid would look like, obviously. And then, like, I think it'd be fun to, like, build forts in the living room and, like, do the, all those fun things like that. But those moments are so fleeting because I'm just, like, I think about how I love to go to Target and just, like, walk down every aisle by myself with, like, headphones in and not be, like, oh, God, where's my fucking kid? Where's my fucking kid? Like,
yes.
I'm way too selfish to have kids, so... Okay, I should have started with this disclaimer. I think being a mom is, like, an insanely selfless thing to do if you are coming from it with the right reasons, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But can moms stop acting like being a mom is the hardest job in the world? Oh, my God, I'm gonna get so roasted for saying that. But, like, think of the cavemen women that had their children strapped to their chest, like, 24/7. They didn't have strollers. They didn't have nannies. They didn't have all this other shit that we have today. Like, those... Okay, and that... Sorry, I know I'm talking so much and I'm going off on tangents, but, like, that brings me to, like, these stupid-ass letterboards. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I hate letterboards. I always post them. I'll find these weird moms that post about them. They'll be like, oh, it's so funny when a college kid tells me they're tired. You don't know tired until you had a kid. Or are you sure? Because some... college kids are working 3 jobs to get themselves through college, going to school full time, trying to, like, have a social life. So fuck you. Sorry.
It's not a pissing contest for who's the most tired. We're all fucking tired in different ways. Yeah. I'm fucking tired, bitch.
Yeah. I sit on my ass.
Ugh. I'm a dog mom, so I get it.
Ew, oh my God, they'll kill you when you say that.
Hi, I'm a fur baby mommy. Ew. Ugh. Don't fucking call yourself fur baby mommy either. That's fucking weird.
Yeah. But also they get so mad when you say you're a dog mom.
I can't wait to tell everyone I'm a dog mom.
Dog mom.
Dog mom. Dog. I got dog problems.
Yeah, I got dog problems. Do you guys know what that is? The format? There's a term that I heard once that shook me, and it's curated imperfection. I talk about this in my video too. And it's those pictures where you'll see a mom and she just happened to be crying, so she decided to take a picture and write a long ass caption. This is motherhood. It's not always glamorous and cookies and your kids hugging you. It's the long nights. It's the poopy diapers. It's me and my husband fighting. But that's okay because I am human. Shut the fuck up. Did you guys think I was reading a caption? No, I've just seen so many of them. Stop.
She just knows.
Stop it. And the curated mess, they'll take a picture and their kid's like hanging upside down. They'll be like, oh my God, I need another cup of coffee to handle this today. Oh my God. I bet your kid's like, can you fucking not hold me like that and like let me play? The room was clean and you just messed it up by spreading toys on the ground, mom, to make it look... Oh, I need you to talk because I'm going off on a tangent.
She's so angry. She's so mad. I totally get it, though. And I think even, like, besides mommy bloggers, it's a big problem with social media where it is like, look at me, I'm human. But it's, like, construed in a way that's, like, not... It's not, like, honest. It's not fully honest. You're right. Yeah. It's totally, like, curated. Look at this mess. Yeah. You have stuff thrown around, but is it really, like, piled up garbage? Is it disgusting, moldy dishes? Is it, like, all the stuff? And if it is, like, you don't need to post that. I mean, you don't need to post anything at all. I don't have a lot of friends who are moms that are, like, around our age. But when they're, like, look at these outfits, these, like, cute-ass fucking outfits that I'm putting my kids in that look like little hipsters, and, like, look at these overalls, and blah, blah, blah. What a great photo op. and like posing these children, and then they're gonna grow up thinking like that's normal. That's so weird to me. Like, look at this perfection. I actually do follow this one person who's a mom, and she's a really fucking cool mom. She's like, yep, here's my kid, he's really cool, he took this picture of me, isn't it funny? And it's like, it's not like all moms, but
no, hashtag not all moms. But the ones that are like these fucking white stay-at-home moms that are like, my life is so hard. It's just always the white moms. The title of the episode. It's always the white moms.
What I think is really interesting and frustrating, in my opinion, is influencer moms. Sure, the job's hard, but you're making bank. Imagine single parents who have to have several different jobs and are so much less privileged than you, and for you to be like, I'm so tired. If you're like an influencer parent or mom or whatever the fuck, and you get sponsorships, you're so fucking lucky. You're so lucky. And again, it's not a pissing contest, but it's like,
yeah, like, I get it, you're tired, but read the fucking room. Like, you have moms that follow you that are like, oh, I guess like my struggle isn't as bad, like, because this mom's struggling too. Maybe I should stop complaining that I work like 3 jobs. Or maybe they think like they're not doing something right if they're like not an influencer mom. And maybe you're making mm-hmm. them feel less than if they're like on food stamps or something. Mm-hmm. Or, oh my God, I just hate it. And then like the moms that post like, I don't even remember the last time I wore real clothes. It's like, that's your own fault. You're a stay-at-home influencer mom.
It's so scary because there are so many moms on planet Earth. Obviously, duh, loser. Of course there are moms. But
who's the loser?
Me.
Oh.
Me.
Anyone listening?
What the fuck was I here to say?
There's so many moms on the Earth.
There's so many moms on planet Earth who don't make being a mom their brand. And why do that? Why would you exploit yourself and your family in that way? It's exploitation, in my opinion.
Yes, it is.
I think it's not fair. If your children cannot consent to being posted online and being made money off of, that's so weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like
child labor laws. Yep.
Yeah, right? Like, are you saving money for your children? I think that'd be pretty fucking cool, if I'm being honest, if, like, you're making money being a family guy. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Peter Griffin.
I'm Lois.
And I'm Meg.
They all sound the same.
And I'm Brian, and I'm Stewie.
Oh, my God. We're getting loopy.
If you're making money from being like a family channel, a family Instagram, and you're saving that money towards your children, that'd be pretty fucking cool to be able to give them an opportunity. But that's still a privilege in themselves, itself, you know,
and
to have that opportunity.
I think that should be like a law. Like, if your kid is posting the brand deal, you are not allowed to touch that money at all. But here's my thing. I get, like, posting pictures of your kids, obviously. But, like,
hell yeah,
exploiting them to, like, the people, we see them every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to freak anyone out. But, like, there's pedophiles on the internet. Like, you're just, like, literally being like, hey, here you go. And then also, what if your kid grows up and they're like, holy shit, everyone already knows everything about me. I'm never going to be able to, like, explain anything about... They'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that about you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, cool. So there's nothing special about me. There's nothing unique about me because everyone already knows everything about me.
Or the opposite, where they get, like, a god complex or, like...
Yeah, oh, true.
Me. I've had a million followers before I could even write my own name.
Yeah. Ew. Like, it's going to be interesting when these kids are older and we get to, like, see how they feel. Because, like, the Shaytard kids, I think the oldest is, like, going into high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so when I was watching him, he was, like, in, like, elementary school. So that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, I think he's normal, but it's just crazy.
We got to talk about that one family who gave up their adoptive son.
Oh, Micah Stouffer or something. Stouffer. Fuck her. She thought, oh my god, I'm gonna adopt a kid from China. And then she realized she got all these views from that, and she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I should really do this then. So then she's adopting this kid. She finds out he has autism. Okay, yeah, we could probably handle that. He has autism. He has a very severe case of autism. They're like, okay, yeah, we can hire people. But I guess they don't fucking hire people.
And the doctors are like, this is a really severe case. I think maybe you should look elsewhere. And she's like, no. He's made for me, yeah, and my family. This is my family. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, no. You're kid. Such a shithead. You should be in jail. Because, like, kids with autism, like, thrive on a schedule and a routine, and you just fucked up his life. He had two or three years with them, and now he's with someone else. Like, do you know what you just did to the kid?
That's so sad. That's, like, so inhumane.
You have so much money to, like, get the best help for him, and then you just fucking didn't. I guess they got some help, and I do believe that they probably did, but they were just like, this is, like, hard and, like, not as fun as we thought it would be. Like, let's just get rid of him.
Ugh. Yeah, like, why didn't you listen to the professionals who were like, this is a very severe case?
Because people don't maybe care. Don't. They care about, you know, the money.
That's why being a mom is hard. It's really hard. So you gotta really consider that it's not fun all the time.
I couldn't do it.
Before adopting. I could never be a mom. I could never. It's so hard.
But at least we like admit that. Like, we're like, yeah. Okay, here's my thing. I know if I had a kid, I would love the shit out of it. And I would be a good ass mom. The thing that scares me about being a mom is, like, oh my god, my kid could meet someone one day and they try meth and then, like, their life is over. Also, I have really bad anxiety about even, like, leaving my dog home for a little bit. I can't imagine how I'd be like, oh, I hope my kid gets home safely tonight. Oh, hell no, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting myself through that. Sorry, don't care.
And plus, like, climate change, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just not good.
Social media, like, I'm not about to, because you obviously have to give your kid a smartphone or they're going to be like, all the kids make fun of me at school. And, like, they're going to hate you. So you're like, oh, okay, here's an Instagram and here's a Snapchat. I hope I don't see your nudes out there. Bye. Like,
I know.
It's freaky.
It's so scary. I know. I hate it.
I hate it. Two, you guys should watch my video. I say more things in there. I can't think of anything else because I'm, like, fucking drained.
It's just, like, stop fetishizing a perfect family.
Yes, bitch. Yes, speak it. Speak it.
I said stop first.
That is so true. Like, I get that because I didn't have a perfect family. So, obviously, kids are, like, looking at them like, wow, this is so cool. Like, this is what a family should be like. Not necessarily, and they have their own issues. So, you can watch people, but just take everything with a grain of fucking salt. And don't watch the Ace Family.
The Ace Family.
It's like this, I don't even know too much, but it's like this, his name's like Austin or something, and he's horrible. He was like he lived in Calabasas and was like causing horrible things for his neighbors, like Jake Paul, like how Jake Paul was like causing all that shit to his neighbors. And they just like exploit their kids so much. If you're a mom that exploits your children because you're trying to follow the influencer life, listen, I get it. I had a dream once of being an influencer and it sucks. It only is fun, obviously, if it works out for you.
Yeah. Like, oh, you know what? Do you know who Hawk is on TikTok? Her username's Hawk Hates You. She's a mom. I follow her. She's really cool. She's a sex worker, and she has a kid, at least one. She has three. Yeah. But she does not show her kid. Won't show the kid's face. Keeping it anonymous, protecting her kid. That's fucking rad. That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's
nobody should have that much, like, knowledge about you. Keep some secrets, bruh.
Yes. That's how we've said, like, no one should have that much access to you and, like, what you're about. Like, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, they always, like, put a sticker over their kids' faces. It's iconic. Yeah,
as you should.
Our next episode will probably be your fave, reading your mail. If it's not, whoops!
We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from. Anyways, I gotta get out of here. It's too hot, and I have nothing else to say except that, yikes.
All I gotta say is, I'm never gonna be your mom, and if I'm a mom, it's probably gonna be adoption. Nobody's gonna get me pregnant. Ew.
Me and Seth have already talked about it. We're like, if we just decide, like, yeah, I think I want to be a parent now, we would definitely adopt. Because there's so many kids that need to be adopted.
Yeah, me and Adam have talked about that too. He's like, I'm like, I don't ever want to be pregnant. He's like, yeah, I would never ask somebody to go through that. I'm like,
a king.
That's good. And he's, yeah, and he's like, we should, if we ever want a kid, we should adopt like a 9-year-old. They'll be chill. Yes. Don't have to wipe anyone's butt.
Yes, I would love to adopt a teenager, but I know that would be like really hard because they've obviously like gone through the system a lot.
We have to go. Join our Discord. We gotta go.
Join our Discord. We love you, moms. We love you. Sorry about it.
We love you. Yeah, it's not about you. It's about them.
Yeah.
It's about the influencers. You guys are fucking chill. You can hang.
Love you.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.